you could be forgiven for thinking that Congress might put the brakes on penning new federal criminal law. Unfortunately, that's not happening. Indeed, the pace of federal criminalization is accelerating. A 2008 study concluded that since the start of 2000, Congress created at least 452 new crimes. That was more than in one. That's more than 1 week. What was that? I don't know what that phrase means, but this is all to do with terrorism, I would think. The total scam of terrorism. Since then, there has been no indication this trend will slow down. In fact, the opposite is the case. For instance, last year I learned the guy writing this saying U.S. persons with certain international investments are now required to report them to the Department of Commerce, Bureau of Economic Analysis. That's a big one. BEA, another Department of Commerce Bureau of Economic Analysis called the BEA. Until 2014, you needed to file this form only if the BEA invited you to do so. But in November 2014, the BEA issued final regulations making it mandatory to file this form and imposing civil and criminal penalties if you don't. Wow. Just continue on this a bit to the end. When was the last time you received an official notification from the BEA inviting you to file this form? I've never received one. I only learned about this requirement when my accountant warned me about it, this guy who wrote this article saying, anyone can inadvertently run afoul of America's far-reaching network of criminal laws, depositing or withdrawing lawfully earned funds from your bank account, etc. Imagine what Hillary Clinton, if she gets power, is going to do to use all these instruments to entrap and imprison people. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the United States then. I really would not. And going back to this vaccination thing, I saw him interviewed recently this week. This guy, Andrew Wakefield, he's too nice a guy. He's just too polite. And his film, Vaxxed, is being boycotted like 90%. It really has hardly seen the light of day. But the film Vaxxed could be outlawed in California. Where else if this bill passes? Whoa. I've never failed to be amazed at the appalling carry-on in California. Like, are people all mentally ill there? Are they all complete liberal lefties, brainwashed morons? The amount, Jerry Brown and his legislation there, it is shocking. Truly shocking. John Rappaport is writing this article. Let's see, Mr. Reporter. You received an undercover recording of a medical researcher confessing his crimes. You posted the recording and wrote about it. You're the one who is guilty of a crime. Next case. You're saying that's the way you'd be treated. Wait, Your Honor, this recording is vital information for the public. It shows that a vaccine considered to be safe actually causes brain damage to children. This is the judge replying, no, it shows you violated the law by posting the recording. It was illegally made and you aided and abetted forward the crime, as I said in the case. The shocking film Vaxxed is drawing audiences all over the country. Well, it's currently on, it's not fully up on YouTube, by the way. Parts of it, and I went looking for it the other day. The full film is hard to find on YouTube. Again, they're censoring it out. Vaxxed, it says, it details the confessions of a CDC researcher, William Thompson. Well, he's the original courageous whistleblower who was working in tandem with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And Wakefield was hounded out of the UK here by the authorities, the BMA, his own medical organization, and the government and the multinationals ganged up against him. And it's the first time I ever saw that happen here in the UK. William Thompson, who states that he and his colleagues buried data in a key study on the MMR vaccine. In the study, the vaccine was given a free pass with assurances that it didn't increase the risk of autism in children, when in fact the data showed it did increase that risk. Well, they're saying now, I probably have it in this article here, that by 2030, 50% of children born will be autistic if this vaccination campaign continues. This is quite a long article. I'm trying to see, do they give those facts? I don't think it's in this particular article. But the key moments in Vaxxed are audio recordings of CDC researcher Thompson confessing his sins. But wait, now we have a bill. This is California, AB 1671, up before Californian legislature. If it's passed, it could make yet a crime to screen, vaxxed, or even write an article about it. Can you believe this in the United States? I'll read that again. If now we have a bill, AB 1671, up before the California legislature. If it passes, it could make it a crime to screen the vaxxed video or even write an article about it. Woo. I don't think Honecker's Germany was even as bad as that, was it? Or the communist Soviet Union that used to be. There's more freedom in Russia today than there is in the United States. That's a fact. Those recordings of Thompson's could be labeled undercover and illegal, and therefore make them a target of this AB 1671 bill. Furthermore, this bill specifically seeks to protect healthcare providers from exposure. Well, immunity for life, I would imagine they have. Undercover recordings documenting their crimes. Certainly by stretching the definitions a bit, the CDC, for whom Thompson works, and Thompson himself could be considered such health healthcare providers. Lawyers could argue that the petition under the cow comes home and hang up in the word missing out of this article. Very. While an injunction prohibiting the screening of the vax remains enforced. And he goes on to say here, the bill would criminalize publishing undercover video footage of healthcare providers and subject to their third parties. Well, some of the biggest scandals that were exposed in Britain were the investigative programs sending in workers with undercover recording devices, which exposed what was going on in old folks' homes, and the Staffordshire scandal hospital in the UK, where 1,200 people died unnecessarily over 2 or 3 years due to chronic lack of care. Elderly people being neglected in bed and having to drink water out of flower pots. That's how bad it got, because the staff were too busy ticking boxes and reaching targets in the NHS in the UK. So it's not all in America. It's in mentality. Again, Agenda 21 all over the world. Just start this paragraph again. The bill would criminalise publishing undercover video footage of healthcare providers and subject third parties, including journalists, to penalties for reporting and distributing the illegally recorded footage. And he's saying, this guy, my comment, it appears criminal, Rappaport is saying, it appears criminal penalties could be applied to anyone who posts the videos and comments on them online, not just reporters, and surely audio recordings as well as videos would be banned. Cattle continues, the guy, right, he's quoting him. Under this bill, 1671, a journalist receiving and posting footage from an anonymous source could be punished in the state, as well as opening up potential civil lawsuits. Whistleblowers could be exempt from the proposal either, regardless of how they obtained. Well, there's a law on whistleblowers who exposed GlaxoSmithKline and the pharmaceutical industries got massive compensation for exposing the money. But California, well, what a place. In the case of Vax, the filmmakers received or obtained the recordings of CDC researcher Thompson and used them to make their case. Thompson was confessing to crimes he and his colleagues committed in the CDC. And of course, Thompson was told to destroy all files of the CDC, but he kept copies of everything. And I wouldn't like to be him. He's a marked man, but he's very courageous to do what he did. but if this bill passes, probably, which it looks like it will, releasing those recordings and commenting them on in film could be considered a crime, punishable by a fine, jail, and the filmmakers could also be open to lawsuits. And of course, it says Vax could be banned from all theatres in California. Wow. And just to finish up this one, as bizarre as it seems, the 1671 bill isn't just targeting people who make the undercover recordings. It focuses on reporters who receive these recordings and use them, post them, or write about them. The lunatic attack on free speech coordinates tightly with the infamous 2015 California law, which was SB 277, which made vaccinating California school children mandatory. Well, Vaxxed is certainly, Wakefield's film Vaxxed, yeah, XXCD certainly raises ominous questions about the law, and now the government of California is considering the addition of a new law that could ban Vaxxed. Don't even report vaccine crime. Your kids must be vaccinated, and don't report vaccine crimes and vaccine damage when the knowledge of the damage comes from undercover recordings. Crikey. This is quite stunning when you think about it. The Californian Gestapo is trying to expand its reach Do you think, says going on, do you really think that this effort is coming from some genuine concern for protecting children? If so, you're badly mistaken. This is about naked suppression of the truth, being big profits for vaccine manufacturers and neurological damage to children. And the article goes on and on and on. But anyway, I can just about hear that music. Mike, we're coming up to 20 past break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. I'm not used to hearing rock music, but there you are. Vacher Bilk and soul coaxing on my end of the thing on Saturday morning. But anyway, it's pretty depressing stuff. I try and not read out horrendous stuff to people, but every week I have to try and keep up with it. And this is deadly, deadly serious stuff coming down against us all, so I have to deal with it. And it does take time, but what I want, what other things I want to do, but on mental illness and that, but that's later on in the year. And it says, young woman's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil. Merck forgot to research the effects of vaccines on female reproduction. And again, this has been a common issue in the UK after Andrew Wakefield raised the thing about MMR vaccines. But the again, the Merck company, this guy Benson's writing this for Natural News. A newly published study has revealed that the Merck company, they were the original pharmaceutical company set up by Adolf Hitler, by the way, and they are effectively the merchant banking system guiding and directing all these mergers that made up the giant called GlaxoSmithKline, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said before many times, on my first couple of programs I did on the Barden Report, it took an hour to read out the convictions of the pharmaceutical industry, the top 10 over the last 10 years, and some of them have been fined billions of dollars, $2 billion, I think, GlaxoSmithKline were fined, and they're still trading. And the entire NHS in Britain, the National Health Service, is practicing exclusively pharmaceutical medicine, as indeed the privatized system in America is. There's no difference in the tyranny. You can have national health care, socialized medicine, as John Sadler was talking about many times, or privatized, but it both becomes criminalized. It's very simple, unless it's run to principles that Bill Deagle runs to. As I said, if they practice natural medicine that Bill Deagle is doing, they could cut the costs by 25%. But in the UK, the National Health, the NHS, the mighty NHS, which was set up by an Ira Bevan after the war when Britain was broke, was a fantastic idea. It had all the right principles involved, based on a contribution on the wage packet, contributing to pay for the health service, although that's well been eclipsed now. It costs a lot more than that, but it's got out of control by professional vested interests ripping it off blind. And the guy's been made consultants with 5-year experience, which is a joke. And the UK now has this massive input of foreign doctors working in the system. Young people are not doing engineering or medicine to any degree. And 80% of doctors are now female. And this syndrome has occurred in teaching as well. 80% of teachers are female, and in working class tough areas where the children come from single parent families, there's no father in the home and there's no father in the classroom. There's no male in the classroom. And this is, again, the BBC and people won't touch this under the guise of political correctness. Like if you talk about immigration, you're racist. If you're talking about male and female presenters, you're into eugenics. You know? This is the kind of crap that's going on at every level of life, and it's on that one that's as bad here in the UK with the disease of political correctness. But anyway, we're talking about this article here. Young woman's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil. Merck forgot to research the effects of vaccines on female reproduction. And it says a newly published study has revealed that the Merck company, the corporate mastermind behind the infamous Gardasil vaccine for human papillomavirus, HPV, conveniently forgot to research the effects of this deadly vaccine on women's reproductive systems. I can't hardly believe this. And at least one young woman in the case from Australia bore the brunt of this inexcusable failure after discovering that her own ovaries had been completely destroyed as a result of getting the vaccine. Published in the peer-reviewed British Medical Journal, well, that's quite a suspect publication now, like all of them are. It's hard to get a scientific publication you can trust. The harrowing recount of this young 16-year-old girl's experience should give pause to all parents currently being persuaded by their doctors into having their young daughters jabbed with Gardasil, robbed of their natural ability to experience full womanhood. This young woman experienced early menopause, good Lord, at 16, in which her ovaries were completely shut down before they were even able to fully develop. Entitled Premature Ovarian Failure 3 years after maturity, is the 16-year-old girl followed human HPV virus. Anyway, we'll hear music coming up again. We're at the bottom of the hour break. We should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Okie dokie, you are coming back in again.
I haven't heard that song for a long, long time. Are we talking about John Stadtmuller there? there's some message there I don't understand. But anyway, we're talking about this horrendous Gardasil vaccine for young women, which there is no need whatsoever to give. And this article, that's pretty long, but I'll cut it down a bit. But it comes out to some very, very good facts about this. Gardasil loaded with additives known to damage female reproduction. As reported by investigative journalist Heidi Stevenson, there are at least two additives
ingredients in Gardasil that may be responsible for damaging women's ovaries. These ingredients are polysorbate 80, an emulsifying preservative, and L-histidine, H-I-S-T-I-D-I-N-E, polysorbate 80 and L-histidine, a natural amino acid. Both of these ingredients are, of course, used in processed foods, which millions of people consume every day. But injecting them into the body has a much different biological effect than simply consuming them. As it turns out, polysorbate 80, which also goes by the name of tween 80, Acus and numerous other names, has been shown in studies to damage female reproduction. Not only does this chemical additive greatly accelerate sexual maturation in women, but it also tends to reduce the weight and function of both the ovaries and the uterus. Similarly, L-histine, when injected into the tissue, can cause the bodies to develop an autoimmune response. Anyway, it goes on to some very practical facts about this. 2 years ago, Aoife Harrington received devastating news. Just 24 years old, the Mayo native was living in Abu Dhabi and enjoying a carefree youth and freedom, but all that changed when her doctor told her she had cervical cancer. Hearing the emotional stories of cancer patients is nothing new to my colleagues and I. This woman was from Ireland and the Irish Cancer Society, but when Aoife bravely stepped forward to speak about her diagnosis and treatment on today's FM Anton Savage show last Thursday, her account was particularly poignant. If she was just a few years younger, her cancer could have been prevented by something as simple as a needle. In 2010, for the first time, Irish secondary school girls were offered this HPV vaccination for free. And the HSE, that's the Health Service in Ireland, National Vaccination Programme. Since then, the vaccine has been offered to first-year schoolgirls each September, and more than 220,000 girls have received it. This is unbelievable. This is an epidemic now, it's got to cause. The vaccine given to these girls protects against the major strains of HPV, which causes cervical cancer. In this girl's situation, she would have been eligible for a free vaccination. But the article goes on and on and on. It says, worldwide, more than 200 million doses of the vaccine have been given to nearly 80 million people. Recent studies from leading international medical agencies, including the World Health Organization, what a suspect organization that is, the WHO, and the European Medicines Agency, another one, have concluded that Gardasil, the vaccine offered to our schoolgirls, is safe and has no link to serious illness. It is totally destructive. Unfortunately, this is not abated concerns of some parents who believe that the vaccine is the cause of their daughter's ailments. Media outlets have reported on young girls experiencing illnesses that in some cases have left them bedridden and unable to go to school. And it's coming down to some of the key points now in one second. Some such coverages have appeared to have had an effect on public opinion towards the vaccine safety, as provisional figures from the HSE, that's the Health Service in Ireland, National Immunisation Office show, according to them, as many as 5,000 fewer schoolgirls opted to receive the vaccine in the last academic year compared to the previous cycle. That represents a total of more than 9,000 children who were offered this life-saving vaccine. What a load of junk that is, for free last year. But their parents are by their choice did not receive it. These families are fully within their rights to make this choice, but when it comes to health of daughters around the country, their decision should be based on facts, not fear. There is no doubt of the severity of the illnesses experienced by many young girls, and we all sympathise with the distressing situation these families find themselves in. Their fears over the vaccines were unfounded. No, not now. These illnesses exist in males. This HPV virus that occurs naturally. These illnesses exist in males and females of various ages long before the public vaccination program started in 2010, and unfortunately continue to develop in vaccinated and unvaccinated people at the same rate. National and international examination of these conditions by independent expert groups responsible for safety of medicines disproves any link the HPV vaccine or any other vaccine of these medical conditions. The largest of these studies has looked at the rates of illnesses among over 80 million people who have received over 200 million doses of the HPV vaccine and compare the rates to those of illnesses with unvaccinated people. No differences in the rates of serious illness occurring in the vaccinated or unvaccinated has been found. That's hard to believe. And it says almost everyone exposed to HPV in their lifetime, almost everyone is exposed to HPV in their lifetime, but most of us will never know this, as the virus often shows no signs and clears itself harmlessly within 2 years. It's the body's DNA is able to, immune system is able to deal with it. There's no need for a vaccination. That's what the article comes down to. And this scam dreamt up by the pharmaceutical industry. And again, the peasant mentality of people in the presence of scientists and doctors, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's shocking. The same mentality of people go and put their information on Facebook. And it's like that other statistic I gave. 34% of Americans are looking forward to being microchipped. Well, goodbye to them. It's just shocking. And again, back to California. I'm sorry to harp on these things, but a couple made billions by hoarding California's fragile, drought-stricken water supply. And the article goes on to say, again, the drought in California is weather manipulation. There's little doubt of that. It says, in the midst of California's ongoing drought, why do a pair of billionaires have access to more water than all of Los Angeles households combined? That's what many Californians are wondering, and the answer lies in the shrewd business practices of and paid for political influence wielded by Stuart and Linda Resnick. I haven't heard of these people before. Stuart and Linda Resnick, a couple whose California agricultural empire is worth an estimated $4.2 billion. The Resnicks, who bought their first piece of California farmland in 1978, have since amassed a staggering fortune by becoming the world's biggest almond and pistachio growers and packagers. The couple's nut business now rakes in $5 billion in sales per year, and their 130,000-acre operation in the state's Central Valley, and to keep cash rolling in, requires lots of water. Billionaire Resnick uses uses 120 billion gallons of water a year. Woo! You need an aquifer for that. In fact, the Resnicks use around 120 billion. Sorry, repeating again. Water year, and though clever manipulation and political muscle have, they have managed to acquire the rights to use this water in drought-stricken California, much of which is actually paid for by the taxpayer. Wow. It's a complicated story. Well, if it's complicated, it's a scam. I always use that phrase myself, like investment. If it's complicated, it's a scam. And there's no financial laws, there's only financial crime. And the same way with legislation to do with water. It's a complicated story, and there has been much litigation involved over the years, but in the end, the Resnicks always seem to get their way. Well, the biggest money buys the case. It's like if you challenge your will, the lawyers get the money. Even if it means spending millions funding various political campaigns, both Democratic and Republican, and on mounting their own sneaky public relations campaigns designed to fool the public into thinking that it's a good idea to spend their tax dollars subsidizing the couple's business. Well, they must have them hypnotized. And they're quoting here from Zero Hedge. The Resnicks received their first taxpayer-funded water windfall in 1995 when they were effectively gifted the Kern Water Bank by the state of California. Imagine being given this by the state. Ironically, the state has just purchased the Kern Water Bank 7 years, had just purchased the Kern Water Bank 7 years previously for $148 million to serve as an emergency water supply for Los Angeles. What did they do? They sold it off. Through some very convoluted and shady maneuvering, the Resnicks managed not to only to gain control of this huge water supply, but they have also figured out a way to buy water from the government and then sell it back at hugely inflated prices. Well, that's like what Nestle are doing in their water bottle business and their confectionery business. They are actually officially have an agreement with the Canadian government to take water out of the Great Lakes and ship it across the Atlantic in super tankers. That's actually going on a colossal scale. But again, this new headbanger they have in Canada, Trudeau, he'd agree to anything based on New Age beliefs. Canada is now exclusively running on New Age.
touch with what's right and what's real. Caught up in these missions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well while we're sitting here a thousand miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky.
Sweating in the sun. The person whom you're trying
felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong, like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care, working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock.
Can barely hear that music, but okay. Put up the volume a bit, Mike. Okay, I think we're back on again. I was reading this article, a very interesting article, very damning article about the Resnicks and California State dealing with this billionaire family and selling them the water reserves of California. It's just quite shocking. They're saying, though through some very convoluted and shady maneuvering, the Resnicks managed not only to gain control of this huge water supply, but it has also figured out a way to buy water from the government and sell it back at hugely inflated prices, like I gave the example of Nestle. Between 2000 and 2007, the Resnicks were able to pocket $30 million by buying state and federal water allocated at $28 per acre foot, and then selling it to the state of California taxpayers for as much as $196 per acre foot. Wow, buying it at $28 and selling it at $196 per acre foot, that's a lot of water. I think they give that in gallonage. The Resnick's latest taxpayer-funded water grabbing scheme. The Resnick's current taxpayer-funded water grab will be an even bigger score for the billionaire couple if they are successful, and they usually are, even though they stoutly deny having used any political influence. What a joke. To make a long story short enough to fit this article, the couple are now involved in a scheme called Delta Tunnels Project, which will cost California taxpayers as much as $65 billion and will largely benefit, you guessed it, the Resnicks. The Delta Tunnels Project will involve the construction of 30 miles of underground pipelines that will connect already built water canals to the Sacramento Valley to supply the Resnick's farms in Central Valley. And California turning into a desert. The underground tunnels will skirt restrictions regarding transporting water through the environmentally sensitive California Delta and will mainly benefit the Resnicks, who have at least partially successfully pulled the wool over the eyes of the taxpaying public with the help of Governor Jerry Brown. Well, they own him, obviously, by leading them to believe that the project will protect the public water supplies and possibly earthquakes. Well, if the San Andreas Fault, which is due to go off soon, comes, that's the end of all that. This clever hoodwinking was achieved through public relations campaigns mounted by the Resnick-funded coalitions with names like Californians for Water Safety. Yeah, they own the local political group, which were formed to sway public opinion in favor of the project using fear tactics and carefully crafted buzzwords such as fragile water infrastructure, like sustainability and water security. The Delta Tunnels Project was recently rebranded by Governor Brown and is known as the California Water Fix. Oh boy. That takes some beating. That's a terrific article about a scandal on water in California. California takes the prize for legislative hell, as Chicago takes the prize for corruption and crime. Shocking. And what does Chicago produce? Rob Emanuel, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. Nothing has changed from the time of Al Capone and the Irish police force, who we had bought off as well. But it takes some beating. And it's saying here about the election, we only 10 minutes left. The Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, just sold out to Big Pharma. The stories about this guy is shocking. This guy is pushing vaccinations as well. What a piece of work he is. Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson just sold out to Big Pharma, says children should be forcibly injected with mercury at gunpoint, claims government science overrides medical freedom. Woo! Mike Adams is here with us. What a piece of work this guy is. And it says, wow, at the 2016 presidential race is getting more bizarre by the day. It seems that the latest example of people wandering off into the land of, into la-la land is found in the Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson. He just announced that whatever chemicals and viral strains the corrupt, scientifically incompetent federal government decides should be injected into your children must be obediently accepted by parents, or they should face arrest, imprisonment, or gunpoint enforcement. Right. Anyway, we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we'll come back straight back in because we're running out of time, and I believe we have a caller. I don't know the caller's name because I haven't got an SMS screen in front of me. It's been knocked out for some reason, but we have a caller. Okay.
Hey there, it's Jason from Boston. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening. Thank you for giving me a name, Jason. How are you? Tell me, what's up there in Boston?
What's up here in Boston? Oh, my God. Well, we had the state bombing, which everyone, well, to a certain degree, do you have any views on that?
On the what? The state what? The state bombing?
The Boston Marathon bombing hoax.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, plenty of opinions, but it's been well covered. It's been well covered by RBN. I'm running out of brain power this time of night, but it was a total hoax, you know. And not actors. I can't think of that phrase either, but that was a total scam. Yeah. But anyway, what else was on your mind?
Okay, I'm completely enamored with your program because you're very different from everyone else I've heard on RBN.
Oh, yeah, and that the wouldn't reason be I'm not a normal person, you see.
No, I get it. You're very, very humble, but the entire reason that I called in this evening to your particular program is because of that fact. So when we look at what they are doing to Hillary Clinton and what they are perpetrating against Trump,
mm-hmm.
How can the American people not at this point see exactly what's going on? That because I talk to a lot of friends who are Democrats and, you know, whatever their political affiliation may be, but they say to me, they go, yeah, this and that. I know the media is crap. I know the media is bullshit, but they still seem to align with the lie. They seem to still align with the
lie. I know what you mean. We have that here in not banging on about Brexit, but in any major situation in the country, the top 15% of any support for any organization is soft. And it can be manipulated. That's a batting average. But no, they need to hear to the likes of RBN and other patriot movement organizations. We need, as John Stafford has been saying for years and years, we need more boots on the ground, more information, and proper bigger satellites. And it all comes down to resources and money and people supporting it. But people are brainwashed. I know what you're saying. People are absolutely brainwashed, and it's like this vaccination thing, be it vaccinations, obnoxious government legislation or otherwise, people are kind of brain dead, and it's part and part of the same thing. But it takes an enormous public situation to wake them up, shock. But I only hope that what would you say the percentage around you who are going to vote for Trump or Hillary Clinton, what would you think it is?
Well, here's going to be the amazing thing, and I would like to, after I make this comment, I know I'm looking at the clock right now. I know that our time is short, so I'll speak quickly. Mm-hmm. So may I give you your answer, and then also may I promote all of my new listeners that are listening to you right now?
Okay. What do you think it is?
Okay, one and two. One is, I live in Massachusetts. Yeah. Every single day, I see Trump stickers in Boston, Massachusetts. And number two, Entertainment News Gaming. Carolyn, Bill, Skyer Nunya, Bart B, all my friends. We're all Trump, and they are going to lose. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, anyway, we battled through today's program with all the gremlins, and I believe John Stafford will be back with you on Monday, and he'll talk to you then.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things, folks. Welcome to the show. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here, Friday, September 2nd, 2016. We are joined by George in Maryland and your phone calls as well. George, thanks for checking into the show.
Good to be here. Great week on your show, James.
Well, you know, it's Paul, wonderful, thank you. The whole gang's here. George, you're right. But what was wonderful was Donald Trump's week, and that, of course, that made the show great. And Pat Buchanan agrees with you, George. In lieu of two columns that he would have posted, in addition to his columns, Pat Buchanan today posted the full video of Donald Trump's immigration speech in Phoenix, Arizona. Buchanan thought this was such a great speech. He put up the full video. He also was impressed with the extraordinary action of Donald Trump in flying down to Mexico City, having a conference with President Enrique Peña Nieto. He put that video up also on Buchanan.org. So, yeah, an extraordinary week. Donald Trump pulled into the lead in the Rasmussen poll by 1 percentage point. And there's more good news that we'll share with our audience today. But let me give you the call-in numbers, folks. They are still our improvised temporary numbers while we get the old traditional number fired up in a upgraded account. Those numbers are 512, I'll have it for you in just a second here, 716-1603, 512-716-1603, also 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897.
I'm impressed at the way Buchanan, I think this was a genius stroke to go down to Mexico. It shows that I thought it was very presidential. He's not afraid to talk to the other guy. There may be definitely are disagreements between the United States and Mexico, but Trump is a businessman, and he's used to negotiating with people. And negotiating with people means you have to talk to them, and that's what he did. And I think he's in my opinion, he's gained an awful lot of credit for that. America needs a fighter, and it needs a spokesman. And I mean, and the dispossessed white majority needs a fighter and a spokesman. And by going down to Mexico and meeting with Mr. Nieto, and I presume telling him what's what, I think Trump cemented his position as a leader, exactly what's needed.
Yeah, and he's doing everything that we, people are thinking, wow, is this what he's going to do? Yeah, he's going to be fast. He's going to be decisive. He's going to be bold. He's not going to talk to the president of Mexico someday. I'll talk to him when? Right now. And will we pussyfoot around? No. We'll go right to the heart of the matter. And will this guy... Am I a genius at negotiating? I sure am. So am I going to have a fist fight with a guy? No. He's going to say nice things about me, and I'm going to say nice things about him, and we're going to come away from that negotiation as what? Winners.
Yes, and I think that the Mexican president probably got a measure of Trump. They may have never met before, and I think it's a good thing, just like Vladimir Putin admires Trump and respects him. They probably won't agree on everything. Of course not. No two countries ever do. But if you can respect the other guy, you know that he's serious. You know where there's a line in the sand, and you know he's not a liar or a weasel who's going to be changing his mind. The next day. I think that perhaps is a very important message to send to the Mexicans. And it's interesting that the former president, Vicente Fox, was so upset and was attacking the Mexican president because I think he knows what's happening, and he knows that Mexico is going to have to give. The plain, blunt, dirty fact is that the largely white Mexican upper class is dumping its ghetto, mostly mestizo people, on the United States. Look at the average Mexican in the United States, and look at handsome specimens, whether you like them or not, like Vicente Fox, basically looks like an American with a bushy mustache.
Yeah, everybody says that about Mexico, that if you watch their movie stars or their TV personalities or the people who run the country, it's mighty white looking. And 10% of Mexico is white, just as a matter of fact. 10% of Mexico is of European ancestry, just 10%.
Ooh, James, we're getting into a caste system. It's like when we go to India, we don't say it too loud, but the Indian upper class is very light-skinned, and the Indian lower class, the Dalit, they're not light-skinned.
Oh, no, you're quite right. If you can recall back a generation, Indira Gandhi, okay, she'd wear the sari and the cloth on her head, but you look at her face, and she's looked like an Italian on a good day. Her children, one of whom was assassinated, Rajiv, I think, he looks basically South European, and they are the upper class in India were the descendants of the ancient Aryans, and the caste system, and this is another dirty little secret they don't want you to know, was basically to keep from racially mixing with the lower with the darker people, and that's why they developed this incredibly complicated series of taboos. In fact, the shadow of an untouchable or Dalit couldn't even cross the shadow of a Brahmin or a member of the upper class. All of this was to prevent social mixing, or what we would call race mixing. They took it seriously, and in India today, the whiter the better.
Yes.
They sell a king's ransom worth of lotions and potions to lighten the skin.
Fathers advertising their daughters for marriage in Indian newspapers go to great lengths to explain just how white their daughter is.
I read the from time to time English language Indian newspapers in Canada, and there'll be personal ads in the back, and they're funny. Somebody will advertise themselves as, they always talk about their job. They've got a good job. It's a money mark, but then wheat colored. The wheat colored is just a nice way of saying white. It doesn't mean really dark. It means white, and that's obviously something desirable.
I'll tell you something else. Something else that people don't know about Mexico, Paul, because it's politically incorrect.